Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that you were able to join me for the broadcast today. The last several days, I've been ministering on the subject of submission. Kind of a scary word for some people. It tends to make them recoil because in our basic human nature, we don't like the concept. The fallen nature doesn't like submission to anyone or anything. Why? Because the very heart of the carnal nature is that of rebellion. Is that not true? Jesus spoke to the Pharisees. He said, "You are of your father, the devil," which basically, what was his characteristic? He not only was a liar, a deceiver, but also he was the first outstanding rebel. He took one third of the angels and rose up against the Lord God. So we have to understand that the devil is constantly at work in the flesh of man to make him rebel against authority that God has established. And we can look just around us at civil authority. We see places that cast off restraint, cast off law. There's anarchy there. There's civil war. There's bloodshed and violence and the most horrendous crimes occurring because there is no restraint. There is no law and order, or if there is a law and order, it's that of a tyrant or dictator. But God's kingdom is altogether different. If I could just sum up the heart of submission, then I'm going to be sharing some scriptures with you, is that of a loving submitting, a loving surrendering of one's heart, one's life, first of all to the Lord, and then to those relationships that He has placed in your life for your good, whether it's a spouse or a parent or a pastor. Just the fact that there has been perversion of this concept does not invalidate it. Webster defines submission as a condition of being humble or compliant or submissive, submitting to the authority or control of another. To submit means to yield to governance or to submit to authority, to make available, to yield oneself to authority or to the will of another, to defer to the opinion or authority of another. In fact, I heard a preacher once say that real submission is the ability to allow others to speak into your life. I thought that was quite a clear definition and a profound understanding of what true submission is. In other words, we don't think we've got it all together. We don't have all the answers, but we're willing to allow others to speak into our lives and to influence for good. And of course, our primary submission is that to the Lord and His Word, because He will never lead us astray. And again, you know, I may be getting a little ahead of myself, but what I want to emphasize is that all true godly leadership will point you toward the Lord. True submission is not to, efface your will or do away with your integrity, but it is allowing yourself to be under the godly authority of those that God has placed above you. And like in Jesus' case, it was the will of His Father. He was submitting Himself. He made Himself yield and be submissive to His Father. Why? There was a purpose in it. And when there is godly submission, we can relax, we can enjoy ourselves, we can be free, because these are restraints God has put in our lives for are good. I mean, it's been demonstrated, there's been studies shown that children, you know, there's some mentality, we'll just let children do whatever they want, let them be free to develop as they choose. But a child is happiest when they do have restraints, when they know what they can do and what they can't do. It's important. And that's why even we, as grown-up adults, need the submission, first of all, to the Word of God. But I share all that because there have been many abuses. In fact, the history of the church, shortly after the fire of the passion of the early church died out, and when structure and man's tradition and the influence of pagan religions all came into that original church, we've dealt with this matter of submission for centuries. And even in our own generation in recent decades, there's been a perversion of godly submission. Many variations on this general theme, you know, submission or covering or shepherding, apostleship or whatever you want to say. This basically, to help you understand, it's a teaching that states that you have to submit yourself to an elder or a group of elders within the body of Christ who are oftentimes called shepherds. And the perversion of this is you can't make any major decision without their prior approval. There have been such extremes that if somebody wanted to buy or sell their house, they had to consult with their elder first, and they would tell you whether or not you could buy or sell. And it goes on down the line. If you wanted to buy or sell your car, buy a television, if you wanted to change jobs, if you wanted to go on a trip to move somewhere, this elder would tell you where you can go, how long you can stay, when to be back. And the purpose of this is to exercise complete authority and control over your life. It's supposedly for your spiritual good, but it is something so contrary to the Word of God. Notice that I said they, when it should be they who are leading you to Christ, that that's their what they should be doing. But the purpose of this is so they can have complete authority, control over your life. And that is so, so far away from the characteristic of the Holy Spirit. I try to model, and I'm speaking very honestly and frankly, I try to model my life, my actions, my words. This ministry, when we had a local church, the same thing. We never tried to force or influence people. Our feeling was if the Holy Spirit brought you here, then He's able to keep you here. In other words, we didn't use carnal things to kind of influence people to come. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit doesn't do that. He doesn't force you to do anything. In fact, He allows you to do your own thing until you finally come to the place when you've hit your head against the bricks long enough that you say, okay, Lord, this is not working. I've done it my way. Can we try your way now? Let's face it. But the Holy Spirit is very gentle. He doesn't force, and we need to be that way as well. You know, there are many instances in which those elders or shepherds or whatever system of apostleship that they were under, they've even told people who they were to marry, how much they were to give to the church. I know that sounds, if you haven't been under it, it sounds almost impossible to believe, but there are those who actually experience this kind of, quote, submission to authority. They were told how much to give to the church, even what books they were allowed to read, which radio or television broadcast they could listen to, what tapes to listen to. In other words, that elder or shepherd became spiritually responsible for a person's life. And they even teach that if you have to obey that elder, even if he's wrong. And if you'll submit and obey him, well, then everything will be all right. What you do will be right because you've done in obedience to your elder. The elder or shepherd or church is your covering, and they, as such, are responsible to God for you and your actions. In some areas, this doctrine teaches that when you have led someone to Jesus Christ, you automatically become that person's shepherd. Therefore, you're not to witness or lead anybody to Christ until you're spiritually mature enough to shepherd them. Your shepherd, of course, will inform you when you've achieved that level or measure of spiritual maturity, whereby you can come a position where you could shepherd new converts. Beloved, if this sounds far out to you, it certainly is. It is a far out perversion of godly submission, what God intended in His Word. And those who've been caught up under this teaching have become sterile in their Christian walk, bearing no fruit. And formerly, they may have been dynamic in their witnessing for the Lord Jesus. These teachers would emphasize in some cases that you should wait and get your own act together, become perfected, perfect yourself. But once you're perfect, then you're in a condition that you'd be able to witness. And of course, the apostle or shepherd would be the one to tell you when you've achieved that level of perfection. People who once had a powerful ministry and were being used of God mightily were placed on the shelf. They were told they weren't mature enough to minister yet. They ought to stop and get their own homes and marriages together, get their own lives together, get their children's lives together, even if those children were 30 years old, not living under their roof. They needed to do all this before seeking to serve the Lord in any capacity, except, of course, in obeying the elder, shepherd, and, of course, constantly giving their money right along to whatever church they were a part of. Some teach that Christians can become demon-possessed, and then they take what the apostle calls the works of the flesh and call them demons, such as gluttony and lust and pride and anger and temper. But Paul stated in Philemon verses 8 and 9, "Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin," or to, in our English today, "in order you that which is fitting, yet for love's sake, I rather beseech thee, being such a one as Paul, the aged and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ." Paul wrote to Philemon, who was his own convert. He owed a lot to Paul, yet Paul did not seek to exercise an authority over him concerning the runaway slave Onesimus. Instead, Paul beseeches Philemon through the love of Jesus Christ. And this, beloved, is what we are to do. Everything that is done should be done, if you will, under the covering of love, for the edification of the body, to lift up Jesus and to have people grow into mature sons and daughters, dependent only on the Lord, listening to hear the Lord's instructions for their own lives, and not to be controlled by any man or woman. This is God's ideal. We're to be led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, capable of showing you and me what He wants for our lives. Praise God. Well, I'm just getting started in this, so I hope you'll be able to be with me tomorrow at the same time. The announcement will give you our mailing address. I look forward to receiving your letter. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glassay. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,